Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be interviewing Siobhan Olivero of Olivero Law. Siobhan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
It is our pleasure. Quick disclaimer, while Siobhan is an attorney, we are not giving out any legal advice on today's podcast, and she is in the state of Florida. So if you are in a different state, please seek appropriate counsel where you are. Quick shout out to financial advisor Robert Lehman, who connected us. Siobhan, what inspired you to go to become a lawyer in the first place?
Well, you know what? I don't really have a great exciting story for you on that one, right? So, you know, in kindergarten, when they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I went lawyer. So that's what I did. It took some time to get there. Some challenges came up in life as they always do. But then I finally did what I needed to do to go to law school and become a lawyer. So.
All right. Well, congratulations on doing that. I mean, you graduated top 4% of your class. So obviously you did very well in that department. How did you then arrive at the areas of practice that you are in now?
So I currently do criminal defense and family law. And criminal defense I've been in for years. I was a paralegal for 10 years before I went to law school for criminal defense attorneys in the Tampa Bay area. So I love criminal law and have always worked in that in my legal career. So knew that's what I wanted to do as an attorney when I got out. So went to law school. I did a brief stint of about 10 months with a civil firm and realized that criminal is definitely where I want to be because I find civil boring, sorry, but it is. And so criminal is a lot more exciting and interesting and where my passion is. So started at the public defender's office and then, you know, made some changes, ultimately opening my own firm. And then decided when I opened my own firm, you need another practice area generally to go along with that. So chose family law. I'm divorced myself. So having already gone through the process, was familiar with it. I actually went to law school as a single mom after I divorced my ex-husband. So
wow,
when my son was 6 years old. And so wanted to do that to help people see that it's never too late and divorce isn't the end of the road, but can be a great beginning. Actually.
Well, congratulations on that silver lining. So I'm hoping, and from the majority of our listeners probably will hopefully never need a criminal defense attorney. So let's talk more about the family law side. What does a family, when someone asks you what you do, when you say, you know, I practice family law, what does that mean to you? What does your daily practice look like?
We do everything in family law that's associated with what we as practitioners know inside of family law. So we do divorces, contested, uncontested. We do paternity cases, which are those custody cases for unmarried parents. We do modifications. So after you get your divorce judgment and you need to come back and modify those agreements, timesharing plans, marital settlement agreements, we do modifications. And we also do contempt enforcement of agreements and the whole realm of family law.
What do you think are some of the most common, you know, misconceptions people have about family law?
Oh, one of the biggest ones is that my child can come to court and tell the judge what they want as soon as they are 12 or 13. That does not happen here in Florida. Your kids are not allowed to come to court at all. They can't talk to the judge without a very, very good reason.
All right. And then what are some of the most common mistakes people make when it comes to family law that you're helping them fix?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes is one, thinking they can do it on their own. So, you know, family law has so many details and intricacies to it that you really do need somebody on your side to help you through those things, especially if you're divorcing with assets and children. People think they can do it on their own, and it actually is a lot harder and a lot more costly to fix it after the fact when you come back because you forgot about something or didn't think about something inside of the divorce agreement and the custody agreement that you would need to think about, because to come back and change it, Florida requires a substantial unanticipated change in circumstances, and most of our circumstances are anticipated. So if you didn't anticipate them, you can't change it later. So we help work through those issues, especially if you're divorcing with young kids. You know, thinking about if you're divorcing when your child is 2, 3, 4 years old, thinking ahead to when they drive, college age, you know, all of those things that you've got to think through and what that means inside of a parenting plan.
That makes a lot of sense. What are some of the most common questions you get asked?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, we've already hit two of them. Do I really need an attorney? And can my kids tell the court what they want? Those are the most common ones that I get. We get asked a lot whether or not they can move away or move to another state with their children. And generally, not without a court order inside Florida. Once you go to court and custody orders are in place, the court's going to always be involved generally until your kids are 18. So if you have to move away, then there has to be agreement or a court order in place. And then we just get the standard, you know, what are my options? Because, you know, mom or dad or the other person isn't cooperating with the agreement. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. And then what are the, you know, what can I do to that?
And then what are the questions that people don't ask you that you wish they would?
Oh, goodness. That's a great question. You know, there's so much involved in family law that there's just a whole gamut of things that people need to know that they don't realize they need to know. So I'm not sure that I can give you an actual question of that I wish they would ask me about. And what I can tell you is that, you know, like once a month here in the Tampa Bay area, I host a free divorce workshop for anybody that's thinking about divorce, going through divorce, anything like that. And we do divorce from A to Z, legal, emotional, financial things that you need to know in a divorce. What I can tell you from the responses and the feedback that we get from that is, oh my goodness, there's so much I didn't know. And this is, you know, the beneficial information, because it really is. People don't realize how much is involved in a divorce between equitable distribution, dividing up your stuff. People believe that there's a right and entitlement to alimony when there's not, and there's no right and entitlement to attorney's fees. And so, you know, understanding those concepts and knowing really what you're looking at going into a divorce is really beneficial.
What are some of the most common mistakes people make when it comes to trying to separate or discuss custody or separate or split up assets?
Putting their emotions in the middle of it. And yeah, we're hurt. We're angry, we're sad, we're devastated, we're all of those gamuts of the emotions, but letting the emotions run the decisions. One of the things, I'm also a certified divorce coach. So from the coaching things, when I'm coaching people and coaching clients, I tell them sometimes as much as you can, try to think of your divorce as a business transaction. Try if you can set your emotions aside, and we are just really literally dividing up your stuff. Yes, that includes your children, but literally in just dividing up your stuff. And that's what we have to do. And we have to set our emotions aside to get to what that division looks like without the emotional aspects in it, because generally the courts don't care about our emotions. They care about the law, and they care about what they can do in the law, and that everything is fair and equitable.
How has the world of family law changed since you last went through it yourself personally?
Oh, there's been a whole lot of changes in the laws and everything since I went through it. So we used to be able to waive child support. You cannot do that anymore. They determine you can't waive child support. It's meant for the use and the benefit of the child. So we have to get creative on those aspects. Go back to another misconception that people think that, you know, to kind of go back to that, is that people think that because they have 50-50 custody, there's no child support. And that's not true, because the guidelines control and all the factors that go into that, which that wasn't a factor when necessarily when I got divorced back then. And I did do the thing that I tell people not to do, and I did the divorce on my own. But my ex-husband had an attorney, so you know, at least there was an attorney involved, you know, guiding the process a little bit. So, but you know, the laws of alimony have changed significantly since, you know, when I got divorced over 16 years ago. So, you know, and all the laws have changed. So they're constantly changing. There's proposals in our legislature right now to change even more things in our family divorce laws. So it's a constantly changing scene that, you know, we have to be up to date and familiar with.
Absolutely. I know it affected your choice, part of your second specialty on the family law side, but how did going through the process yourself affect how you practice now?
Well, I think that it helps because I understand the process. I understand the emotions and the pain and the things that they're, you know, that everybody's going through. And I understand the making the decisions out of emotions and not from, you know, the thinking clearly and making the decisions that we need to make. I understand the, you know, going from having every day with your children to only dropping to 50% of the time with your children and the pain that causes that comes from that. But I think that helps me be able to work through that with clients to go, let's look at the positive benefits that actually has with it. And let's talk about what that's going to look like ultimately at the end.
We should touch on the criminal side. How did that change going from the public defender's office to having your own criminal defense practice?
Well, biggest change is at the public defender's office. You don't get to pick and choose the cases. You just get randomly assigned to cases and clients. So I now get to pick and choose the cases. To an extent, I still take court-appointed work on the private court-appointed list, but that is because I predominantly specialize in and do high-level criminal defense. So I represent those facing the death penalty, murders, attempted murders, those facing those significant felony and possibility of life in prison. So, and because they are facing such sentences, they usually have very high bonds or no bond, and they can bond out, so I get court-appointed to their cases. But it allowed me to, the public defender's office is great because it allowed me to find the cases that I really love to represent people in, and then I've been able to focus on that since I've gone on my own.
You've achieved so much success and you've been doing this a long time. What's your biggest challenge now?
Managing the growth of the firm right now from, you know, just from the business aspect of it. We just in 2022 have just had explosive growth already, and we're only in the last day of February. So we just moved offices this weekend. We're getting, you know, more calls than we've ever gotten before, and trying to expand, trying to hire new attorneys. And so really getting all of the systems and processes in place right now to handle the growth that we're having, that's my biggest challenge currently, just from business management standpoint.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
Honestly, it's so cliche, but I love helping people, right? And you know, the long-term goals of everything that I have is to actually transition myself more into the coaching aspect and coaching people through the situations, even the criminal defense side of things, as well as the family law side of things, because, you know, especially on the criminal side of things, people think that once they go to prison, their life is essentially over. And once they get out, they can do nothing. And that's just not true. You know, there's so much that you can do and that you can accomplish. But there's a lot of holes in our system in the criminal justice side. So I want to implement some things to help fix some of those holes when people get released from prison, and then help them become successful on the way out.
That makes a lot of sense. How do your family law clients find you?
I am pretty much everywhere. So you can find me online at oliveralaw.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter, but not very active there. I'm everywhere. You can find me, Olivera Law. Just look for us. So.
All right. Well, we greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. This has been Seth Green with Siobhan Olivero of OliveroLaw.com. Siobhan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. We will see or talk to you next time. Thanks again to Robert Lehman for the introduction.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.